You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 178, Let Go So You Can Grow. Thank you for tuning in. Today, Spirit has a very important message for you, and I know you need to hear it. It's a great message that will allow you to see how something you've been holding on to is holding you back from manifesting your best life. There is something in your life that you need to let go of in order for you to grow. And for most people, it will be more than one thing or situation. Spirit wants to remind you that in order for you to grow, you must let go of something or someone from your past. And in this episode, we're focusing on you. We've already discussed the need to let go of someone you love in order to let them grow. But today, the focus is on you, what you need to do in order to grow. In this life, you have to learn how to release what no longer serves you. You have to clear your energy of things that are taking up space, but not doing anything for you. They basically are just robbing you of your energy. We've talked about how what you focus on grows because you feed it with your attention, which is another way of saying that you give that thing or person your energy. And some things and some people are no longer good for you, but they continue to be in your life, taking up space and robbing you of your energy. And we've also called these people energetic vampires. It doesn't just have to be a person or thing. It can also be a thought form, something that you keep thinking about, memories from the past that you need to let go of. Your past will keep you in bondage because you cannot move forward in your life when your energy is in your past. Whatever direction you are facing with your attention is the direction that you are moving in. So if you keep thinking about what happened to you at some point in your past, then you continue to be stuck in your past. So Spirit is trying to tell you to let that go and move on in your now. Time and time again, in my experience as a quantum healing hypnosis therapist, I see that people are clinging to their past unconsciously, holding on to hurts, not only of this life, but of other lives. Aches and pains that are physical can be manifestations of aches and pains from another lifetime that you have not healed from. But once we revisit that life, then they are able to make peace with it. The regressions bring up regrets from your past that are being held on to. And this is huge in most people because they don't know how to let things go. These regrets and pains keep you from living your best life now. You must learn how to move on and let them go in your now so that you do not have regrets. Look for the lessons that each experience came into your life to teach you and learn how to forgive. Not only forgiveness for others, but you must forgive yourself for what you believe you could have done differently. This is so very important. Life is never ending. It's a continuation from a manifested state to an unmanifested state. All of these experiences are just links in an unending chain of experience. And I guarantee you that you will have a chance to correct whatever you believe you did wrong, either in this life or in another one. Try to live your best life now. Don't take your life for granted and don't take your relationships for granted. Life is about having experiences and learning and growing from them. Learn how to have joy in your life each and every day. And don't let anyone steal your joy. Make your life worthwhile and don't waste it. The quicker you learn how to let go, the quicker you will begin to grow. Call on your angels for help. because they're always there waiting on you. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.